Peter Pan by J.M. Barrie, dramatized in four acts by Philip Glassborough. Act 1, Away to Neverland.
This is the one!
Tink?
Where are you, Tinkerbell? Here, you silly ass! This is the one!
I know this is the one!
To the window.
John, she's saying hello out of the window.
Is someone there, Mother?
No, Wendy, no one. I thought I saw a face at least at the nursery window.
It must have been the window cleaner.
Nana, what window cleaner?
John, how could it have been a window cleaner? We're three floors up.
Well, perhaps he's got a very long ladder.
I know, Wendy. Perhaps he was in a balloon.
That's it, the last chance.
Come on now, Michael. No, Nana, I won't be bathed. You needn't think it. Oh, come on then.
Oh, here you are, Mary. In the nursery at a time like this?
Maybe he was a burglar.
What's the matter, George, dearest?
Matter? Matter? This tie is the matter.
Very nice.
Tie, did I say? It will not tie. Not round my neck. Round the bedpost, oh yes, 20 times have I made it up round the bedpost, but round my neck, oh dear no, begs to be excused.
Oh dear no, begs to be excused. Say it again, Father.
Michael. A little less noise there. Michael, go and be bathed at once, sir.
I have been.
Huh? Well then.
George.
I warn you, Mary. Unless this tie is round my neck, we don't go out to dinner tonight. And if I don't go out to dinner tonight, I never go to the office again. And if I don't go to the office again, you and I starve and our children will be thrown into the streets.
Oh, no.
What, Father? Thrown into the streets?
Let me try, George.
You can try by all means, but it won't do any good. Not a bit of it.
There now.
You cut a rather handsome figure, eh?
Now, don't jump up now. George.
Come on, you clumsy dog. Mary, look, my best trousers covered with dog hairs. It's too bad.
Here, let me brush you down, George.
Persian carpet.
Nana, put the children to bed now, will you? Where is Michael's teddy? Does anyone know?
Thank you, Nana.
Come along, that's time for bed.
I sometimes think, Mary, it's a mistake to have a dog for a nanny.
But Nana is a treasure and so economical.
No doubt, no doubt. But I have an awful feeling at times she looks upon the children as puppies.
We must keep Nana, George. I will tell you why. When I came into this room tonight, I saw a face outside this window.
A face at the window? Three floors up?
A boy trying to get in. George, it was not the first time I've seen that boy.
Oh?
The first time was a week ago, and the boy was in the room.
In the room?
I screamed, and just then Nana ran in and sprang at him. The boy jumped out of the window. Nana pulled down the sash quickly, but was too late to catch him.
Was she indeed? You see, that's what comes of having a dog for
wait,
a nurse.
Wait, George. The boy escaped, but his shadow had no time to get out. Down came the window and cut it clean off.
Huh? Cut off? His shadow?
Yes.
Yes, Mary, if only you'd kept that shadow.
But I did. I rolled it up carefully and put it in this drawer.
Good grief.
Here it is, you see. It's really quite an ordinary shadow.
Ordinary shadow. Well, it's nobody I know, but he does look a scoundrel.
Oh, don't you see, George? He's bound to come back for it. Nana wanted to leave it hanging out of the window for him to collect, but it did look so like the washing.
Back in the drawer it goes, Mary. I shall take it to the British Museum first thing tomorrow morning and have it analysed.
George, the boy was not alone that first time. He was accompanied by, I don't know how to describe it, by A ball of light, not as big as my fist, which darted about the room like a living thing.
Curiouser and curiouser. Did it escape with the boy?
Yes. Oh, George, what can all this mean?
What indeed?
What? Oh, they're in bed now, thank you, Nana. I'll come and say good night to them. Good, Nana. Lovely, Nana. Oh, but don't jump up on Mr. Darling, Nana.
Don't lick me, you silly dog. I can't hear myself think with all your woofing.
George, not so loud. The servants will hear you.
Let them hear. Bring in the whole world. I refuse to allow that dog to lord it in my nursery for 1 hour longer.
George, Nana's trying to say sorry.
Yes, and covering me with dog hairs again. Come along, Nana. In vain, the proper place for a pooch is in the yard, and there you go to be killed up this instant. Come, out, out, out.
But, George, couldn't Nana sleep in the nursery tonight with the children? Remember what I told you about that boy.
Am I to be master in this house, or is she? Now come along, you recalcitrant canine.
Poor
Nana.
Shh, Michael. Try to be brave, my dears. Where are the matches for the nightlights? Oh, there.
She sounds awfully unhappy.
That's not Nana's unhappy bark. That's her bark when she smells danger.
Danger?
Why are you looking out of the window, Mother? Is there anything there?
No. No, all is quiet and still. Oh, how I wish I wasn't going out to dinner tonight. But we'll only be up the road at number 27, and Liza's downstairs in the scullery if you need her.
Nothing can harm us, Mother, after the nightlights are lit.
Nothing, precious. They are the eyes a mother leaves behind her to guard her children. Sleep sweetly, have sweet dreams, and God bless you.
Good night, Mother.
Good night, my own one. Sleep sweetly.
Good night.
Good night, John. Sweet dreams.
How did you get to know me, Mother?
Close your eyes now, Michael.
But what time was I born at?
2 o'clock in the night time.
Oh, Mother, I hope I didn't wake you.
Dear little Michael, off to sleep now. Sleep sweetly, have sweet dreams the whole night through.
Back on straight away before I lose you again. Here's some sticky stuff. One stick. One stick. One stick. One stick.
Boy?
Oh!
Why are you crying?
Huh? How do you do? How do you do? Yes. What's your name?
Wendy Moira Angela Darling.
What's yours? Peter Pan.
Where do you live?
Second to the right, straight on till morning.
Oh. Is that what they put on the letters?
Don't get any letters.
But your mother gets letters.
Don't have a mother.
Oh, Peter. No wonder you were crying.
I wasn't crying about mothers. I was crying because I can't get my shadow to stick on. Besides, I wasn't crying.
Your shadow has come off. How awful. Oh, Peter, have you been trying to stick it on with this? This is soap.
Well?
Well, a shadow must be sewn on, you silly.
What is sewn?
You are dreadfully ignorant.
No, I am not. What does ignorant mean?
I will sew it on for you, my little man. Now, we need a little more light. Oh. And I'll find a needle and thread. Ah, here we are.
Great editing for a shadow.
I dare say it will hurt just a little.
I never cry.
There we go. Now the other foot. You're being awfully brave. It must sting like anything.
No!
Well, how's that?
Stuck on, all right. But it won't do anything. Do you think it's dead?
Perhaps I should have ironed it. It's rather crinkled. Here's the iron in the fireplace, and it's still quite warm. Will you feel it, do you think, through the shadow?
Don't mind me. Just go ahead.
It's looking better. Try again.
Oh, yes, it's moving about a bit now.
Well, it would be stiff at first, of course.
My shadow! Goodness me!
Of course, I did nothing.
I can't help crowing, Wendy, when I'm pleased with myself. But one girl is worth more than 20 boys.
That's perfectly sweet of you, Peter. I shall give you a kiss if you like.
Oh, thanks.
Well, you don't hold out your hand for a kiss. Don't you know what a kiss is?
Oh, no, when you give it me.
Well, here. I was wearing it on my finger when I sewed on your shadow. It's also known as a thimble.
Oh, now shall I give you a kiss in return?
If you'd like to, Peter.
Here. I was wearing it on my shirt. It is also known as a button.
Thank you. I'll wear it on this chain around my neck. How old are you, Peter?
I don't know, but I'm quite young. You see, I ran away the day I was born.
Ran away? But why?
Oh, I heard my parents talking about what I should be when I grow up. I don't want to grow up. I want always to be a boy and to have fun. So I ran away to Kensington Gardens and lived among the fairies. Is this ours? Can I have a go?
Oh, of course, Peter, but did you say you know fairies?
Why, yes, but they're nearly all dead now.
Oh.
You see, Wendy, when a baby laughs for the first time, a fairy is born. And so there ought to be a fairy for every boy and every girl.
Ought to be. Isn't there?
No. Children know such a lot these days, they soon don't believe in fairies. And every time a child says, I don't believe in fairies, there's a fairy somewhere that drops down dead.
Poor little thing.
That reminds me. Where is she? Tink.
You don't mean to tell me there's a fairy in this room?
Well, she was with me when I came in. Tinkerbell! Can you hear anything, Wendy?
I heard something earlier. It came from over there.
I think I shut her in the drawer.
Thanks a bunch. What are you trying to do? Suffocate me? You know perfectly well I've got claustrophobia, you silly ass.
How was I to know you were still in there?
Oh, the lovely thing. If only she would just stand still for a moment so I could
see her. They hardly ever stand still.
She's beautiful. Where is she now?
She's gone in that birdhouse thing.
That's a cuckoo clock.
Tink, I think this lady wishes you were her fairy.
She's a great ugly girl, and I am you.
Well, what does she say?
She's not very polite. She says that she's my fairy. But Tink, you know you can't be my fairy. Because I am a gentleman and you are a lady.
You silly ass.
What did she say?
She said, you silly ass. She's quite a common fairy, you know. She's called Tinkerbell because she mends the pots and the kettles.
Peter, where do you live now?
With the Lost Boys.
Who are they?
They are the children who fall out of their perambulator when the nurse is looking the other way. If they're not claimed within 7 days, they're sent far away to Neverland to defray expenses. I am that...
Captain, what fun it must be.
Yes.
But we are rather lonely.
You see, we have no female companionship.
Are none of the other children girls?
Oh, no, girls are much too clever to fall out of their prams.
Oh, Peter, it's lovely the way you talk about girls. My brother John there just despises us.
Does he indeed? Oh, look, he's fallen out of bed.
No, he hasn't.
He has now.
You're not the captain here, you know. Never mind. He hasn't woken and you meant no harm. But, Peter, why did you come to our nursery?
To get my shadow?
No, before that.
Oh, to listen to stories. None of us know any stories.
How perfectly awful.
Your mother was telling such a good story.
Oh, which one?
About the prince who couldn't find the lady with the glass slipper.
That was Cinderella. He found her and they lived happily ever after.
I'm so glad. Bye.
But where are you going?
To tell the other boys.
Don't go, Peter. I know lots of stories.
Do you?
Oh, the stories I could tell the boys. Hey, let go.
Come with me, Wendy. We'll fly.
Fly? You can fly?
Come on.
Oh, dear, I mustn't. Think of Mother, but besides, I can't fly.
I'll teach you.
Oh, how lovely to fly.
I'll teach you to jump on the wind's back and then away we'll go. Wendy, when you're sleeping in your silly bed, you might be flying about with me, saying funny things to the stars. Oh, Wendy, how we should all respect you. And you could tuck us in at night. None of us have ever been tucked in at night.
Oh, but could you teach John and Michael how to fly too?
If you like.
John, wake up. There's a boy here who's going to teach us how to fly.
Is there? Then I should get up. Hello, I am up.
Michael, open your eyes. Peter Pan is here.
Can you really fly?
Yes.
Look, it's... I'm sweet.
Oh, I am.
Sweet.
But how do you do it?
You just think lovely and wonderful thoughts and they lift you up into the air.
You're so nippy at it. Can you do it slowly through once so I can see how it goes?
All right. You just think lovely wonderful...
I think I've got it now.
Up we go.
Perhaps not.
Ah, I must blow the fairy dust on you first. John. Wendy. Michael. Joe! Now try again. Start from the bed. Just waggle your shoulders like this and let go.
Wendy! And Lily! And up to them!
I'm fine too. Except I seem to be upside down.
It's lovely. I do like it.
And I can go backwards. Look, it's just forwards I can't seem to manage very well.
Look, I'm bumping the ceiling.
Wendy, look, this is a neater way to fly.
Sorry, Tinker. Oh, come on.
It's time to go home.
I think we've got the hang of it now.
Quiet, Tink.
I say, why don't we all go out for a bit?
Oh, yes. Shall we?
Yes. Come with me.
Well, I don't know. We're only in our PJs and nighties, and it looks a bit like...
Did I mention there were mermaids?
Oh, Peter. Mermaids?
Yes. And pirates, of course. Pirates? Oh, where's my Sunday hat? We'll go at once.
Can I take my teddy bear?
I'm sure that's all right, Michael.
Come on, then. Follow me. Wendy, your hat.
Peter, what about me?
Come on, Tink.
Oh, George! They've gone. They would have all been here if you had only left Nana to take care of them. Oh, why do men interfere in the affairs of the nursery?
My fault. My fault. Mea culpa. My fault. Mary, from this hour until my children come back, Nana and I change places.
But George...
She becomes head of the house, and I will live in the kennel.
It's lovely, my girl. But stay close by me and John while we're flying over the sea.
All right, then. Are we nearly there?
We must be. We've been flying for ages.
I'll ask Peter when he comes back.
Where is Peter?
Down there, showing me a trick. Oh, look! He's flying close to the water and touching each shark's tail as he goes past. Just like you used to run your fingers along the railing.
He's sure sharp, isn't he?
Tattoo!
Oh, see?
You're so clever! And look! If there are more winds than one, they toss you about in the sky. Well, they fling you miles and miles, but you always fall soft onto another wind.
Once I caught a kite.
Peter, are we nearly there?
Nearly where?
Where we're going. When will we arrive?
By and by. You're flying much better now,
but you're still kicking too much.
Would you like to take a shortcut?
Oh, yes, please, if that's all right. We're not used to flying, you see.
We can get off here like this.
And
there it is.
Where?
There. Oh, the island.
Neverland.
Oh, Peter, it's just the way I remember it. Except I'm sure I've never seen it before.
Look. There's a lagoon with flamingos flying over it, just as I thought.
I thought it would be a flamingo with lagoons over it. But sometimes I get things the round way wrong.
Lagoons, flamingo. It's just like our game.
Oh, shh. That's the smoke of the Redskin camp. You can tell by the way the smoke curls whether or not they're on the warpath at the moment.
Are they?
Listen. Those are the howls of the wildebeest and the other creatures.
It's gone awfully gloomy all of a sudden.
Twilight falls swiftly on the island.
Peter...
Quiet. There's trouble brewing. They don't want us to land.
Who are they?
Shh. Tink, wake up. See what's ahead.
Yes!
John?
Yes, Peter?
Do you want an adventure now, or would you like to have tea first?
Tea first, I think, Peter.
Oh, yes. Tea first, please.
What kind of adventure?
There's a pirate asleep on the pampas just beneath us. If you like, we'll nip down and kill him.
I don't see him.
I do. He's snoring fit to burst.
Suppose he were to wake up?
You don't think I'd kill him while he was sleeping, do you? I'd wake him up first and then kill him. That's how I usually do it.
I say, do you kill many pirates?
Tons!
Wow. Perhaps Wendy's right. We'd better have tea first.
Are there many pirates on the island just now?
I've never known as many.
Who's their captain these days?
Hook.
James Hook?
Aye, the same.
Hook. He was Blackbeard's bosun, Michael. He's the worst pirate of all. The only man of whom Barbecue the Buccaneer was afraid.
That's him.
What's he look like? Is he big?
Not so big as he was.
How do you mean?
I cut a bit off him.
You?
Yes, me.
Well, sorry, I wasn't meaning to be disrespectful.
All right, then.
But what bit?
His right hand.
Then he can't fight now.
Oh, can't he just?
Is he left-handed?
He has an iron hook instead of a right hand, and he claws with it.
Claws?
That doesn't sound quite like cricket.
John, Michael, there's one thing that every boy who serves under me must promise, and so must you. It is this. If we meet Hook in open combat, you will leave him to me.
All right, then. I promise.
And so do I. The pirates sighted us before darkness fell and got Long John out, and they're going to fire us any minute.
She says the pirates sighted us before the darkness fell and got Long Tom out, and they're going to fire at any minute.
Who's Long Tom?
Not who, Wendy. What? Long Tom is their biggest cannon.
On a pirate ship, all the weapons have names.
The pirates may see Tink's light, and if they guess we are near it, they're sure to let fly.
They'd shoot at children.
Can you ask Tink to go away, Peter?
She thinks we're lost, and so she's rather frightened. You don't think I'd send her away all by herself when she's frightened?
Then ask her to put out her light.
But she can't put it out. That's more or less the only thing fairies can't do. It just kind of goes out by itself when she falls asleep, same as the stars.
Then tell her to go to sleep.
She can't fall asleep except when she's sleepy. That's the only other thing fairies cannot do.
Seems to me they are the only things worth doing.
Yes!
Ow! Someone pinched me.
Tink, no pinching. If only one of us had a pocket she could ride in it.
And who is she? The cat's mother?
There isn't any pockets in my pyjamas.
Aren't any, Michael. Nor in my nightie.
I know. Tink could ride in your hat, John.
Oh, thanks. I'm not going in that boy's hat unless you carry it.
All right then, Tink. We'll carry it.
You poop.
That's good. You can't see her light at all now. The only trouble is, it has got rather dark.
Curses! Now the blinking light's gone out.
Easy as she goes, Checo. Keep her steady on the lee.
Keep her steady on the lee, Mr. Speed.
Now, Starkey. Is Long Tom still aimed towards where they were flying?
Aye, mate, but if we don't fire soon, we'll have lost track of the blighters altogether.
Deary dear, the captain should really give the order.
And you should wake him up, Smee.
What? Noodler, waking the captain? When he's asleep?
Well, you couldn't wake him up if he wasn't asleep. Stands to reason, though.
You don't know him, Noodler, not like we do.
No.
He don't take kindly to being woke up. And his hook don't take kindly to it, neither.
No.
But if we don't fire Long Tom soon...
But we can't fire unless the captain says.
He can't say unless you wake him up.
Fire, you dog.
Captain, jump to it, Starkey!
Oh, where'd I put the... Here is a lucifer, Starkey. Now pray, ignite the cannon fuse.
The first round is for Pan!
It's quiet up here, isn't it?
Wendy, would you mind carrying the hat for a little while? Tinkerbell's quite heavy for a fairy. My arms are getting tired.
I just can't give anything at all.
Can't you? I can.
Duck!
Duck? Like quack?
No, duck! Like a cannonball's coming!
A cannonball?
You've been listening to Peter Pan by J.M. Barrie, dramatized by Philip Glassborough, starring Toya Wilcox as Peter Pan, Ron Moody as Captain Hook and Mr. Darling, Georgina Cates as Wendy, Roy Hard as Smee, June Whitfield as Mrs. Darling, Chris Emmett as Starkey, Simon Treves as Bill Jukes, Polly March as Tinkerbell, Eve Karpf as Tiger Lily, Graham Hoadley as Checo, Mervyn Stutter as Noodler, James Cohen as John, Justin Webb as Michael, Max Rottersley as Slightly, Freddie White as Tootles, Ken Gordon as Nibs, James Daly as Curly, and Carla Prosser as Jane. The music was composed and performed by Wilfredo Acosta. The technical realization was by Alec Hale-Munro and Paul Arnold, and the Dolby Surround mix by Paul Dealey. Peter Pan was produced and directed by Dirk Maggs.